Report, too much aid in northern Gaza, international orgs request reduction. By Joel B. Polak on May 6, 2024. Israel's coordination of government activities in the territories. COGAT agency reported Sunday that it had been told by international organizations that there was too much aid being sent to northern Gaza, and it should be reduced. The Jerusalem Post reports, citing a lengthy COGAT thread on X, formerly Twitter. COGAT added that in talks between Israeli and UN representatives, including the WFP, none of the entities indicated a risk of famine in northern Gaza. They noted that the humanitarian situation is improving and that there is a variety of goods in both warehouses and markets in the north. COGAT added that in talks between Israeli and UN representatives, including the WFP, none of the entities indicated a risk of famine in northern Gaza. They noted that the humanitarian situation is improving and that there is a variety of goods in both warehouses and markets in the north. Noting the improved situation, international organizations stated last week that the volume of goods transported to northern Gaza must be reduced since the quantities are too high in relation to the population, wrote COGAT. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer added Monday that 100 aid trucks had been heading into northern Gaza on a daily basis, and reiterated that international organizations have said there is no risk of famine in Gaza. Markets both in the north and the south are bustling, Mentzer said, adding that Israel had been told that the amount of goods traveling to northern Gaza must be reduced because Israel had been told the quantities are too high. The issue has never been about getting aid into Gaza, but about getting aid to the civilians in Gaza before it is stolen and looted by Hamas, Mentzer said. The Biden administration has confirmed recently that the supply of aid has increased into Gaza, following an accidental IDF attack on a convoy of World Central Kitchen vehicles last month that killed 7 aid workers. The White House has tried to stop an Israeli attack on the last Hamas battalions in Rafah, and has pushed for a hostage deal, on the argument that a pause in fighting is needed for more humanitarian aid to be sent into Gaza. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.